A good night of Shabbos. A shtickle machshove on the whole Indian of the Shiluach. Matonois, the Doirin from Yankov into Esau. The Torah goes through the whole Arichus of what went on between Yankov and Esau. And the whole Shiluach of the Doirin, which is obviously Bipshuta, a simple Doirin, the way we would understand it today, an appeasement. Afal Pikein, Chazal gave us a glimpse, they gave us a different understanding that there was much higher things going on here. And Kiyodua, the Rishenim say this Lekach is a Lekach Lederes. The Arichas Dvarim that we see here is a lesson for us in our day and age. And I want to just literally cherry pick one inyan in this ocean of inyanim. The first concept that's boiled from the Shiluch Meraglim is the first words, Vayishlach Yankov Malochim. And Rashi brings down the famous Chazal that some learned that this was Malochim Mamish. And every year as we begin to learn this parsha, Amo'ira, that it seems very difficult that Yaakov Avinu would send Mamish Malochim. To some degree, we would almost look at that like a Me'ilah Behekdesh. A Malach is a Briya Ruchni that's Lamalim Anateva. And we know that's Lamayit Benisodif, that we always did, there's in your concept of being Mamayit Benes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamayit Benes. And even ourselves, we do all of our Ishtadlios to make things Korev El Ateva, even though everything is clearly Ashgocha Prati. Yankov Avinu now sending a package. He's sending a gift to his brother. So you call the UPS and you make a delivery. Are you talking that we would understand even to our imagination of these inyonim, that if we had access to a malach, would we think if we were sending a gift to use a malach for such a thing? It would be what? It would be on a machshava level of Me'ilah Behekdesh. How do we understand that Yaakov Avinu used malach and mamish according to this opinion? Clearly there's a tremendous lekach to understand what that was. And I think that it connects to a certain theme, which is an inyan choshev, to take from Yaakov's approach. The pasuk goes on to tell us that Yaakov Avinu, the night prior to his confrontation with Esau, he was alone, the Torah tells us. He sent the gifts, then he did the machnos. He separated the machnos that will approach Esav. And then it says, Vayivoso Yaakov Levadei. In Pasuk Chofei, Yaakov was alone. Vayivoso Yaakov Levadei. Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu actually went back for certain kelim, certain pachim katanim, small containers that were left. And Yaakov remembered, that's the way it seems. He remembered that he forgot them and he went back for them. Which seems to be a plea. It's found in the Midrashim, it's found in the Gemara there in Chulm that discusses this in Sadi Aleph, in Meseches Chulm. And Chazal make a tremendous, tremendous conclusion, tremendous chiddush. That Hayitocha, that Yaakov Avinu would go back for Narishkeit and for Pachim Katanim. What is this? And Chazal say as follows, I think it's a memgo for Rebbe Lezer, that Mikan L'Tzadikim Shechoviv Aleihem Amoinim Yoisom Migufa. You see how important these little, you know, these small containers were. The Yaakov Avinu went back, Mamashib. He jeopardized himself in this whole situation. He was jeopardizing himself. So this was just, you know, increasing the risk to whatever level. To what? to get these containers, whatever they were. But Chazal, instead of Chazal trying to dismiss such a thought process, Chazal doubled down and tell us the opposite. Mikan, from here you can learn that there's a concept of tzaddikim chavivim aleihem amoni meisim migufa. Clearly Chazal don't mean that the tzaddikim had a stinginess about them and they couldn't give up this kamaputis and they'll endanger themselves of it. That's not the takeaway. So what are Chazal telling us? What is the lekach from this idea? You go on when Binyamin is born and Rachel Imenu leaves the world. So there seems to be a difference of opinion of how to view this later. And Rachel Imenu says it's a Ben Oini, which we understand, the son of my pain. Literally, this is a son that Rachel will not be Zoyche to bring up. And so there's a concept of Oini. Yaakov Avinu, it's one thing Yaakov Avinu gives another name, something a little more parva, something what we would say less sad. Sometimes a child is born in his man, that's a shtickle, difficult kufa, so you give the name Menachem, Psenachome. So if Yaakov Avinu would give the name Menachem, we would understand. But instead, Yaakov Avinu, he gives him a name of Gvura, Benjamin. Now, how in the world this little Yosem that came into the world, Rachmana Litzlan, loses his mother, Bishas later, Rachel Imenu? How could we look at this as a Benjamin? But that's what Yaakov Avinu says. We go a little weiter in trying to understand What are we taking away from this whole eon of what happened here with Binyamin? And we see Fakelt, tremendous challenges. And later on, even in the Deiros, in the Deiros of the Tanakh, of the Shoftim, tremendous challenges. And how could we trace this back to Yaakov Avinu's statement to Benjamin? At the same time, we know that Chazal tell us that Binyamin is called a Torev, and the Beis Hamikdash is Bechelko Shel Torev. He's the Achsani of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Binyamin. And actually, even Yehuda that was Zoyche, that the Mokam Hamikdash is Bechelko, there's a Ritzua like Chazal teaches us. There was a piece of land, which that piece of land was where the Mizbeach was Bonui, and meaning the holiest Mekoymis and Beis Hamikdash, that were where the Karbonis were Eilu L'Rotzen. This came from Binyamin's Chelek. Again, you see the Benyamin Sheboy, the strength, the challenges on one hand, the tremendous challenge that he was born into the world with, at the same time, the unbelievable Gvura and the Benjamin that Yaakov Avinu discussed. So here's what I think the Nakuda, one of the Nakudas that we could learn from this Inyan Mesubach. The emes is that Yaakov Avinu, when he sent the gifts, and this is true Lidurus, that we have to know whatever we have, whatever way we're going to use it, we have to always trace it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's always got to be that understanding that even when we're doing the Ishtadlus itself is also from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's not the Ishtadlus and then there's a Siyata Dishmaya. The Ishtadlus alone has to be traced to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's fundamental to our emunah and our anhoga in every step of life. Chofetz Chaim says a fascinating thing. Chofetz Chaim points out that when Yaakov Avinu sends the meraglim, the shluchim, so what does he say here in the psukim? In Pasuk Yud Ches Kiv Goshcho, Esav Ochi Yusheelcho Lemiato. And he keeps on telling them the same thing. You should say that I'm mincha shlucha mei avdecho from Yankev Avinu. But he goes on, and then the pasuk says, Vayitzav gamis harishin, gamis hasheni, gamis koila holchim acharei adorim. He tells them, kadovo hazeh tedabu neleisov. Chofetz Chaim asks, what is this harichas? Should just say, Yaakov told the shluchim that this is what you should say. Gamis harishin, gamis hasheni, gamis kol holchim. What is going on? Chofetz Chaim says a fascinating idea, which connects to this musik that I'm telling you. Tzadikim chavivim aleihem amonim yoisim migufim doesn't stam mean chavivim aleihem amonim yoisim migufim. Chas v'shalom. Chashivus hamomen. It's the other way around. As much that a person traces everything they have to Kutsu B'richu, so everything has a mission. Hashem gives you something. There's a tachlos, there's a toyelos. There's a medrash that says that these pachim ketanim were actually used by the Zman of Chanukah, by the Zmatkuf of the Chashmonaim. When it says, Choysom Yishol Ken Godol, B'nai Yisocha brings down such a chazal. The Choysom Ken Godol was a Ken Godol, was Yaakov Avinu. And this is what was Nishtaya for the Chinuch Habayis. The concept is that when a person is given something by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and they understand that it's from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the thing is elevated to a whole new level. It's the other way around. The value of it becomes insignificant. The address of where it comes from is significant. And that's the Chavivim Aleihem Amonim Yoisim Migufa. And now the Yaakov Avinu was taking what we would call his Nechosim and using them in a way to protect himself. He felt it critically important to attribute it all to Kutsu B'richu. To understand this is the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And that's why, according to one version, he used Malachim Mamish, because that is a direct link to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To understand, I'm not sending my own thing. Now let's go to the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, we know there's a halacha, HaMoicher Avdoi, the famous Yerushalmi, that if somebody is Moicher Avdoi, Targoy, there's all kinds of tremendous knosses found in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And the Issa, the Yerushalmi is Marach on the Issa of Mechiras Eved. The Mafkir Min HaMitzvahs. Can't sell an Eved. Which means that the Eved Kanani that the Jew has is Meshubit. To stay by the Jew, the Jew doesn't have a Shlith, even though the Jew owns him. As we would call ownership. But that ownership is limited to that what the Rabbanu Shalom, the Shibud that the Rabbanu Shalom has. And the Shibud that the Rabbanu Shalom has is the Shibud mitzvahs. And if you take this Evan and you give him to a Goy, you're being mafkir those mitzvahs. And Mamela, you don't have that koyach. So there's a tremendous understanding that we have when we look at an Evan Kanani, which is the highest level ownership you could have. Gufoy konoy, visnachalta moysim livnechem achareichem. The Eved is mamish in a state. It's hukish l'karka. This you're talking about. This is mamish full ownership. And yet, there's an unbelievable limitation. And this all comes from that acknowledgement that it alters for the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The Chofetz Chaim comes and he says that Yaakov Avinu was reminding himself and the Avodim that when they go to Ace of Aces and say, L'mi ato, you have to know that you remain La'avdecho Yaakov. La'avdecho Yaakov is the Shibud, the Eved, Yaakov, the Eved of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, who's Meshubit to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And therefore the Eved, the Shliach, the Eved of Yaakov can never change because of that Shibud that he has to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And that's the Lekach, that's the unbelievable Lekach that we take from this Parsha, the understanding that Alts is the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And everything we have, every bracha we have. When the Malach gives Yaakov a bracha and he tells him, Yisroel, Yeshemecha, Chazal tell us that it's not that the name Yisroel, although it's a new name and it's a name of strength, Sarisim Lekim Vemanoshim Vatuchal, but it's Loi Sheyoka Yaakov Memkoyim, Yaakov remains Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov. The Rabbanu Shel Olam tells Yaakov Avinu later, Your name is Yaakov. Your name is going to remain Yaakov. The name can't be taken away. The question is why? Avram was changed from Avram to Avram, and now there's a Loisaseh. Right? This is the new name. Why would it be that this name, which L'chaira symbolizes the strength of Yaakov Avinu, Kisogisoy Melikim V'Manoshim, why is the name Yaakov remain? It should be completely eradicated, and only the name Yisrael should remain. And the Pshat Rabbi Isai is that the Yisoid of a Jew is when they attribute everything to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, even in the lowest point. Just like our brachas are always attributed to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the challenging situations are the same. And when you attribute everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself becomes your strength. As the Dubin HaMagid says, Shiftecho Mishantecho Heimo Yinachamuni. Dubin HaMagid says a beautiful idea. He says a shevet is a stick that is a punishment. Right? A shevet is a stick that would be used to punish. And a mishenes is also a stick, but it's a cane, it's fakert. It's the opposite. It's something you use to lean and to give you strength, to balance you. He says that Dubin HaMagid, that if you attribute something to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, everything is a nechome. If it's shiftecha, if even when you feel that challenge, but you feel it's shiftecha, then it's equal. It's mishantecha. They equally support the person. They equally give a person a nechome. The shevet itself, when it's attributed to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And perhaps we could say that when Binyamin was born, and Yaakov Avinu viewed this as a brocha from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he viewed it that it's the opposite. Rachel Imenu lived to fulfill her mission. She would have died possibly sooner. But this was her mission to be Maimid, the last one of the Yud Beis Shvatim. And Memela Binyamin becomes that. He becomes the ben that symbolizes the strength in the lowest time, the emuna of the shiftecho mishantecho heimo yinachamuni. And that's the idea behind, I believe, that the Shimcha Yaakov, that the Yisrael, the godless of the Yisrael, is to see it even in the Yaakov, even in the challenging moments. And that's why the name Yaakov must remain. The shame Yaakov has to stay. And that's the Yisrael. The Yisrael is that loy sheyoka Yaakov mimkoymai. And perhaps we could say that the Beis HaMikdosh, the Hashos HaShchineh, can only be when the Jew reaches the highest level of emunah, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem reflects us. And that's why Binyamin, who even that was born in the most challenging moment, could still bring us the gvura, the emune, and that's dafka mizbeach is boni b'chelke shel teref. I think that's the lekach that we have to take amongst the many other lekachas from the parsha. We should all be zeicher to always see the Borei Olam in all b'chol ma'aseh yadeinu, in the brachos, and whenever we have a challenge. Life has challenges, that's part of what life is about. But if we always see the Yad Hashem, it becomes a shiftecho mishantecho heimo yinachamuni. A good Shabbos.